Chers présidents et délégués, bonjour.
Distinguished chair and delegates, I am from a network that was established by the Muslim community, which was expelled from its original region in 1990. I'm a young Muslim woman who has been affected by ethnic conflict in Sri Lanka. Peace and reconciliation are a priority for the population of Sri Lanka, as this population is now suffering from a racist environment. And this is, of course, essential for the economic, cultural, and environmental development of a nation. It has been proved worldwide that to provide stability in the country, religious and cultural animosities must disappear. So 54.1% of Sinhalese don't have any friends from a different religious group. Amongst the Tamils, it's 34% and a bit. And these groups, therefore, do not mix sufficiently. As youth, it is our duty to establish links between the religious communities, and this can be done by undertaking innovative and dynamic projects which could encourage youth movements and lead to a better understanding between North and South. It is essential to establish a platform under the auspices of the government where different communities can get together, meet, and live side by side. Distinguished delegates, for a country such as Sri Lanka, it is essential to identify innovative approaches through sports, arts, and other ways where politics can be substituted by other actions to develop a community spirit. It is essential to inspire solidarity and peace. Indeed, there are 11.2% of the youth in our country who engage in volunteer actions. There are youth associations, and if their numbers increase, this could lead to a greater culture of peace. The religious stringencies